And now for some readers' letters to the Norwich Evening News. We heard earlier that the last jar of Coleman's mustard was produced in Norwich last week. Here are some of the many readers' comments. Boatman said, "A sign of the times. Once greed takes over, these kind of employers will only go one way. It will now make way for some more houses so that we can cram even more people into this small city." Paul Bush added, "That's an absolute disgrace. Coleman's is to Norwich what HP Source was to Birmingham. A victim of corporate greed in search of higher profits." Borat Tansky says it's a sad day. "Very sad, and more so for the people who work there. Lives and families very much adversely affected by the move. Clive Lewis wasn't much good, was he? And he's the local MP. Instead of coming out with a few unsympathetic words, he should have been fighting until the end." Curious Cat observed, "While Coleman's produced a unique product range, having the factory at the end of nowhere was fine. But now there's competition from companies all over Europe for similar products. Transport difficulties and supply of materials becomes much more important. They need to reduce costs to compete, so they close out-of-the-way plants and centralise production. It was inevitable and has been seen across manufacturing." And Just ZA wrote, "Why are companies like Unilever allowed to do this, yet Asda and Sainsbury's couldn't happen? You can see why we have a housing problem if where back in the day big business provided much-needed housing."
Many readers also commented on Greater Anglia's new trains. Marty wrote, "Just one door per coach and no opening windows. Nice. And hard seats." Green Ink from Tunbridge Wells noted the new electric sockets. "Great, the ones with the three-pin sockets. One envisages toasters and kettles being carted on board, or doing a pile of ironing. These should transform train travel." OK, it'll be non-stop gawping at phones with no danger of the battery running out. Norwich Pedestrian was less optimistic. Yeah, but I know no specific date as to when the new trains to London will be available. And no update on the 9 a.m. ghost train. And so it goes. And Free Spirit shared his pessimism. "They'll only be as reliable as the network allows, and network rail will still remain dysfunctional." Helmsman 1946 thought we should support Greater Anglia. "Maybe we should be supporting Greater Anglia and Rock Rail. Otherwise, when the franchise expires, the new company may send the new trains back, as has happened in the South West when FIRST took over from Stagecoach. They sent the expensive-to-lease new trains back and refurbished the old 40-year-old Gatwick Express stock as it was cheaper." And Borat Tansky again said we should feel sorry for the staff and the commuters. "Feel sorry for the rail staff, as well as commuters that have to put up with a third world railway system. Lack of investment and poor strategic, or lack of, foresight."
Gemma Hurry wrote to the Evening News this week from NNAB. She wrote, "I would be grateful if you could publish the details of our Flag Day collections for June. The collections were in aid of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. The total amounts raised were received by the NNAB without any deductions. They came to a total of £1,267.73.